Hello, and welcome back to That Haunted Show. The first episode's out there. It's actually, I finally stuck with it and done something. I'm quite excited. Today, I'm looking at changing it up. I might make it a weekly thing, just because I've got enough time, and I've already done the research for this next episode. So I was thinking, I might actually just make this a weekly podcast. I know in the trailer it said bi-weekly, but I'm starting to figure out and look at time and how consuming it actually is. And it's not too bad. I could actually keep it up, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah, so the first episode went out. It was pretty exciting. It finally did it. At the moment, I'm recording it the same day it's actually gone out. So I don't know how it's going to do. There's a few views on it already, which is quite exciting. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. And who knows, we can all grow together and see what happens next. There's a lot of exciting stuff coming up. We're looking at, I've actually got someone who's going to be creating some artwork, which will be really good. Because at the moment, I've just kind of made some poor attempt of a logo. We actually used Canva to create the logo, and yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, it's not the best quality or anything like that, but hopefully with someone professional, they're doing graphic design. You never know, it could come up with some high quality stuff, which I'm quite excited for. Also, we're having an intro being done, which is being composed as we speak. I've spoke to someone on Fiverr, actually. Basically, I got recommended it by a friend who said it was actually really good, so hopefully, I've sent him a few sample reference tracks and stuff like that, so fingers crossed, it's going to be pretty good. We've run through it, what we want, taken certain aspects out of different tracks and stuff like that, and they seem quite excited to do it. The thing is, at this place, at this composer, there's two guys, I forget their name, I'll put them in the show notes if anyone's interested, but they seem really good. I've listened to some of their previous work. They do projects for solo films, individual films, kind of like art house movies, and people making their own video games and stuff like that. So it was a bit out there asking for a podcast. They were like, yeah, I guess we could do that, and we could do that pretty easily. So I was hyped anyway. So it'll be good to actually get that out there and have some professional intro, which is hopefully catchy, sounds good, and we can whack it straight at the beginning. Maybe do a little break in the middle so you can grab a drink, whatever, do some, whatever you like, and then we can carry on with the show and get a nice little outro on the go, which I'm excited for. Like, I'm keeping the ball rolling. I want to keep recording, keep researching, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm in a good mood. We're going to keep this going, keep the ball rolling. So today we're going to be looking at Pavalia Island. The island itself is a really small island. It's located in northern Italy. It's just small ways away from Venice and Lido. I'm not quite sure on the pronunciation. The island itself is, yeah, it's got a lot of haunted history and some weird happenings and some really weird historical events, making it like really popular with paranormal investigation type TV shows, just because of the fact that so much history has happened here. And basically the island has been vacant since the 60s. So yeah, there's a lot of chance for paranormal happenings and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm looking into this island and man, the history goes back to 421. And it just sounds weird to say, like, do you say like 421 AD or something like that? It's been taken over and conquered by so many countries. It's been the home to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of plague victims. And it also has this ridiculously huge mental hospital or asylum, whatever you want to call it. So sit back, relax. We're going to get spooky. We're going to take a deep dive into Pavalia Island and the haunted history and why it's stated as one of the most paranormal hotspots across the globe. Pavalia Island was first mentioned in the Chronicles of 421 when groups of powder is basically, that's a country, it's not around anymore, it's, yeah, I'm not just saying groups of powder. They fled there to escape barbarian invasions, but it wasn't until the 9th century that the island really began to grow again and started to be talked about and written in textbooks and stuff like that. In the following centuries to come, its importance grew really rapidly. It wasn't until the attack of 1379 by Genoan fleets, basically they attacked, drove everyone out, so the island was inhabitable again, no one lived there, and the island stayed uninhabited for many years to come, and history was beginning to get lost with it. Venice decided that they wanted to build a fort on the island as a strong form of defence, so if they ever come under attack, basically they were going to use this fort as a warning sign. If anyone came near, they could kind of get in contact, or just sink their ship straight away and bring down attacking fleets. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a good port of defense. It's basically, you're an island, before they even reach, you can just sink these ships, I guess. Another creepy fact is that the island itself was used as a quarantine zone for victims infected with the plague. Basically various other diseases. They were literally exiled from Venice and surrounding areas and sent to this island to, as bad as it is, to pretty much die. The island was used as this quarantine zone and nicknamed the Island of Death, which is pretty apt considering the amount of people who actually died there. This quarantine zone went on from, it's kind of lost to record, but they say initially it started in 1793 and roughly around to 1814. And in this time, although the figure's actually unknown, it's suspected that it's around the hundreds of thousands of people that met their fate on this island. And of course, there was no treatment, no medicines. They had kind of treatment of the time and medicines of the time, which, you got a disease, let's go bloodlet you, all that stuff. It was a pretty bad place. You were kind of pretty much sent there to just die and keep all the surrounding countries, especially Venice. It seems like Venice was the one who kind of sent everyone there. It was looking basically to keep them pure. As bad as it is, it's very similar to today. It's basically Venice shut down borders. You got sent there to quarantine zones. So it's basically, if you're on holiday right now, you're pretty much in a similar situation because you're going to be quarantining as soon as you're back to your home country by this rate. Like I said, it's literally a place you got sent to die. The island itself is really quite vast and only consists of a few large buildings. From a cabana, which I looked this up, is basically a fancy name for a boat port. Somewhere nice to park your boat, I guess. They're really popular in Venice, of course, because it's built on a canal system. You don't really call it a boat park. It's a cabana to sound fancy. On the island itself, there's also a church, hospital, mental asylum, and a bell tower, as well as having, I looked this up, as well as having a small office-type building for administration and accommodation. So the island itself, it consists of a few little islands. It's basically one big island separated by small little canals, connected by bridges that look like you definitely should not be walking on them. Indiana Jones rope bridges plummeting to your death. It's got that really old sketchy vibe looking here. I wouldn't recommend going there. It's basically, there's a lot to it. Italy has kind of forgotten the island exists and they kind of want the rest of the world to forget it exists too. On some of the smaller islands linked, there's these pits called, they call them just plague pits, where victims were laid to rest. It's because it's widely stated that hundreds of thousands of people died here and that they couldn't keep up and do a proper burial. So they created these huge pits known as plague pits, where literally you were thrown in, set alight, and left to rot with hundreds of thousands of other people. It really didn't sound like a nice place, which is definitely an understatement here. The island first became this quarantine zone when two ships heading to Venice arrived and the whole crew were infected with a disease. This disease was later realized to be the plague and they were all exiled and sent off to the island. And so became the habit of Pavalia Island. You were sent there just on a promise to quarantine and come back, but very few came back. In the 20s, a mental hospital was developed on the island, which was used as a welcome wagon to try and make the island more habitable and try to actually cure people from this sickness, because everyone knew that if you got sent to Pavalia, it's pretty much a one-way ticket, you're not coming back. Upon your arrival on the island, you'd be greeted by the stagnant smell of death in the air, as bodies were literally left rotting in pits, as well as the constant smell of burning, which were all the other bodies they were struggling to actually cremate. Yeah, so it was a really time-consuming process to actually cremate the bodies, so they found it a lot easier, like I said, to put them in these pits and just forget about them, incinerate them, and forget. Yeah, it's really quite grim. Looking up some of this history, it's kind of shocking that humanity was like this, and it wasn't even that long ago, like 300 years, it was just, it just seems barbaric, doesn't it? Yeah, it really wasn't a good time. It's said the actual earth on Pavalia Island is so mixed with ash, it's got this incredibly odd colour, and the consistency of the ground below is so fine and powdery due to the sheer amount of ash that has just been lost through there through the years. I kind of looked this up and looked at interviews and stuff like that. There are people like sticking shovels into the ground, and I've never seen anything like it. Like literally, they stick a shovel into the ground and it just went straight down. Like the ground put up no resistance just because it's that fine and powdery. It was, yeah, really quite grim. Welcome to Pavalia. Just don't stand on my remains, will you? You were given this hope that now there was this hospital on the island, albeit a mental hospital, that you had this chance of being cured. So it sounded pretty promising, right? Well, you should probably think again. You were greeted by staff on the island and whisked away inside quickly, so that people outside and in the surrounding areas were so infected and on the edge of death themselves that they literally, they were looking like zombies. I mean, if you know about the plague, you've got the huge boils and just infections, high temperatures. The plague was a horrible disease, man. It was really not nice. And also, you were sent to Bavalia for not just plague victims, anyone who kind of showed sign of disease at this time. It was the plague that really ignited the fear, and that they wanted to make this quarantine zone. So you were taken there and just kind of examined on. So after being whisked away inside, you were taken to see a doctor. So you're thinking, great, I might get cured and get off this godforsaken island. But it wasn't quite as simple as that. Yeah, this is... You think the island sounds grim? Some of the stuff that went on was even worse. It was really quite shocking. The doctors were performing some of the worst kinds of acts on humanity you can imagine. From homemade style lobotomies to just pure and relentless experimental torture, just to see what they could actually do to these patients. You were sent there to quarantine and this whole promise that you're going to get better and you're going to come back, and the doctors there knew that there was no hope or anything like that, so they were testing out this kind of experimental science, and lobotomies were really common, which you think of a 1700s lobotomy, I can't imagine it was really pleasant. Well, what am I talking about? No lobotomy is pleasant, right? Like, that's one of the worst things you can do to people. It's just, yeah, it's horrible. You're just damaging their brain, and the way they did it was literally, it was primitive. Yeah, it was horrible, and people who didn't even need to be there. There was people, you could be caught sneezing or something like that, or just look ill, and you were sent to Bavalia. It was really a horrifying time to be alive, especially if you were in Venice, or even the surrounding, not just Venice, even in the surrounding areas, you were still sent there. And at any one time, there could have been a few thousand people on this island, and yeah, the island really wasn't big. It really wasn't. It was quite shocking. I'll put some pictures on the Instagram so you can actually see this island. I mean, just looking at it, all the buildings are close together. You can see where they're all separated by the canals and stuff like that. It's really quite shocking what they did to people. But there is this story, it's loosely translated over the years, that basically there was this head doctor who was in charge of all the goings on in the hospital, and he actually died there, and you could say it was in very odd and unexplained circumstances. This guy, he was the worst going. He was the one in charge. He instructed everyone to do all these just sadistic tortures on these poor people who were sent there. Some of the worst things you can imagine. Some things I looked up, I don't even want to talk about. It was quite bad. So I'll skip some of that out for any of the queasy people out there, because even reading it, like, it's stuck in my memory. I was thinking about it, laying a bed in night, and I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, getting that happy place, bloody hell. But I'm definitely saying it's paranormal, this guy's death, this doctor's death. The way I kind of interpret it, it was definitely revenge for all the pain he's inflicted to these poor souls trapped there. It's said that the doctor actually fell to his death from the very top of the bell tower, which seems odd on its own right. What was he doing up there, all alone? Was he pushed by a resident getting revenge, or was there an unseen spectre aiding his fall? Well, that's not quite all the story. Yes, he was either pushed or fell, but apparently his fall was actually broken by trees and bushes, and he landed in some shrubbery by one of the western wings of the hospital. Witnesses there said that he was still alive. He survived the fall and was trying to move. He was winded, out of breath. He was really struggling, making some odd movements, but all of a sudden he was kind of enshrouded in a weird mist. Bearing in mind, this could just be a ghost story, and I don't know how valid these accounts are, but it's pretty unusual though. But it could be something to do with the sheer amount of ash from the cremated bodies. Maybe that puffed up from the grounds, like literally like hitting a pillow and all that dust comes up in like a spare bedroom or something like that. And apparently that's what finally finished him. Basically this cloud of dust or ash, or it was said to be this silver kind of mist. So maybe some kind of spirit or energy basically took over and decided to claim him as a possible, the way I kind of interpret it, is revenge for the sadistic torture he put people through on this island. We're never going to know, but it was quite a creepy little story. It was quite a little interesting read. It wouldn't really surprise anyone if I said this is meant to be one of the most haunted places on Earth, right? Yeah, probably not. The island is literally an island of death. Horrific tortures to people who had already fallen victim of pretty much a life-ending disease. So they went to this island expecting to die, not to be tortured on their way to the grave as well. That just seems one step too far, right? Pavalia is ripe with activity, which is understandable. There is a mass gravesite for hundreds of thousands of people who have literally gone through hell just to pass away. But getting to the island itself is where it gets difficult. You'll have to try and bribe or find someone as crazy as you to actually take you to this island. Because, surprisingly enough, the locals are petrified of it. So there's not much chance of getting a lift over there, is there? I mean, it'd be handy if they're doing Uber, boat. I don't know if that's a thing, but that would be pretty handy. Not only that, but Italy's tourism board has actually banned visitation to the island itself, prohibiting it. There's a small bit of leeway here, as you can actually get around it, but it takes a lengthy application process, and it literally has to be overseen by the president of Italy. He has to put his name on it and sign it and send it all away. So yeah, best guess women. Looks like the only way you're getting there, and in most cases, Italy likes to ignore the fact that Pavalia's haunted history and the fact that it's now abandoned is no longer a problem. They seem to kind of brush it to the corner and forget that it ever existed. Which I can understand why. I mean, it's some kind of history you wouldn't really want to be proud of. It's a lot of weird, horrible stuff, which... I mean, think of the hospital itself. It was obviously built there intentionally, and this doctor was sent there with this mindset that he's going to torture all these victims. And I mean, I can understand it's for experimental science and stuff like that. Of course, without experimental science, we wouldn't be where we are today. But in this case, it is a very dark and very morbid topic. And due to the nature of the island, obviously, intrepid explorers and paranormal lovers like ourselves want to know everything about the place. And like-minded individuals over the years have got to the island itself and recorded their own experiences, in some cases with really astounding results. The key location everyone wants to go to is, of course, the asylum itself. This is where years of endless and relentless torture went on, and just some of the worst things imaginable. So if there ever was a place to start on Pavalia Island, this is definitely it. The building itself is now derelict and just falling apart. It's damaged beyond repair. That's part of the reason they say it's dangerous, you can't go there and stuff like that. That's why you've got this lengthy application process. Due to the fact it is derelict, it's no challenge to get inside. Exploring the dark, twisted, damp hall is where you begin to start to feel things. It's said it seems to be a mixed bag on people's experiences when they explore the asylum. Some people feel this immense like rage and anger start to shroud over them until they literally get out of the building, and then it kind of alleviates a little bit. And then sometimes other people I've seen have the complete opposite effect, that people start to feel total sadness and break down and like so depressed you can't even comprehend it. It sounds unimaginable and just horrific. Aside from just the feelings taking over you, people are hearing endless noise phenomena too. From people screaming, talking in Italian, even there seems to be some really strong warnings telling people to leave, and then people hearing voices asking for help. Even small children were sent to this island, basically to die as well. So, I mean, any site that has any child dying, anyone dying is obviously an extremely sad situation, but when they're sent there literally to an island of death and a spirit passes away, and when you experience spirits or any kind of paranormal activity with children, it really tugs on the heartstrings, because you think, if there is anything good in the world and anything right, why would there be children spirits? Surely they should be taken to the other side and taken care of. It's unimaginable. I can understand why some energy, spirits, whatever happens when you pass on. Some people do hang around, and that's completely understandable. Some people have unfinished business and stuff like that. For a child to hang around, I mean, it's quite sad. You can't really... for any spirit to hang around, it is quite sad, and you wouldn't want to think about it. If there is anything good in the world, surely children and lost loved ones are looked after when they reach the other side. Whatever you believe in, they should be looked after and cared for once they pass, right? going back to all the phenomena on the island, also it's happening on quite a physical level too. People are returning with cuts, bruises, scratches, like literally feeling that, almost having this phantom pain, with headaches so severe that they're going through some of these procedures and operations that these prisoners, well, I call them prisoners, these people who went to this island actually experienced themselves, which is, yeah, really horrifying. Imagine feeling this pain, which is what these people went through, and this just extreme torture, and it's just horrific, man. There's a lot of different phenomena going on. There's been a few apparitions appear and shadow people and stuff like that, which really isn't quite nice. I mean, the shadow people are said to be the inmates and stuff like that. There's, if you look it up on YouTube, I can't remember the name of the channel, but there's, I saw one and they did this really good in-depth explanation of it all and showed their actual footage that they caught themselves, which really was interesting. They really caught a lot of phenomena. I mean, actually, I even think, I can't remember, it's been so long since I've seen it, but I'm pretty sure in one of the earlier seasons of Ghost Adventures that they actually went to the island itself. And I'm pretty sure they managed to catch some kind of apparitions, and it was outside where they kind of heard screaming or something like that. And it was quite clear. Like I kind of said previously in the Haunting of Winchester House, basically, if you kind of take these shows at face value and stuff like that and assume they're not heavily edited and all that kind of stuff, you've got to take it as it comes. And some of the experience itself, it is really astounding. Some stuff you just can't explain. And like I said, that's why the paranormal, that's why it's so exciting and enticing. It's just, we're never gonna know. It's like religion and belief. You can have all the science in the world, but people are still going to believe what they want to believe. You can't change someone's feelings and beliefs. You've got to accept them. You can comprehend the science and understand that, but a belief and an intent is only as strong as you believe. Maybe you go out there with the intent to find something and something along those lines, then yeah, you're going to find something. I was having this thought the other day that if you kind of got a group of people, told them you were going to this haunted house, this is really scary, there was loads of people died here, they're going to go in there and experience all these scary things and negative things. They're going to be thinking, Jesus, we're alone in this house and I'm hearing noises, what's this, it's spirits, it's this, it's that. They're going to basically manifest all these things themselves, which really is quite, it just goes to show the power of the brain. And also you could send another people to another house where, all right, looks exactly the same, but nothing ever happened here. And they're going to come in and think, all right, it doesn't feel weird. I don't feel tense. I can't feel like this negative energy in the house. And then basically you tell them, all right, that haunted house you went in actually was the nice house. And the nice house was maybe a serial killer lived there and killed all these victims there. They experience what they experience through their brain and their perception of the place. It's basically you've created this yourself. So the brain is a really clever thing. The brain is literally us. And having this thought as well, sorry to go off rambling, but I was thinking about like phantom pain and stuff like that, which really is strong. I mean, phantom pain is ridiculous. You can experience actual pain, like sometimes like the worst pain imaginable. I was watching this video. I watch weird stuff when I'm half asleep, so you can fast forward this if you really want. But basically, it was about the worst pains imaginable, and number one was phantom pain. They used one example, actually. It was a contractor or a builder or something like that. He jumped off a scaffolding, maybe about 10 foot high, about one story, and landed on a nail. This nail has gone straight into his foot. He's screaming. He's in so much pain. He thinks he's bleeding. There's blood everywhere, all that. So they take him to hospital, get him on the operating table, all that, and take off his boot and find the nail has gone directly between his toes. Obviously, the builder, he's feeling like an idiot, right? He's gone there, he's screaming, he's this big burly dude, and nothing's actually happened. He hasn't experienced any pain. So he's apologizing to the doctor, and the doctor kind of takes it on board, and he's like, all right, you're experiencing phantom pain. This is a common, well, not common, is an uncommon phenomenon, but it really does explain and show you the power of the brain and how you can experience all these things. So if your brain can make up all this stuff and make your body feel this, your nerves, it goes through your whole system, like, I mean, what else can it perceive? Are some people gifted, like mediums and stuff like that, and these spiritualists out there who can see and get in contact with these spirits. I know, like I said before, there is a lot of fakes and stuff like that, but maybe some people are more in tune to it and can experience these sort of things, which is my belief anyway. I don't believe everyone can see it. I do personally believe that as a child, you do kind of experience more, which it just seems like everything is taught, right? So, like, when you're born, of course, they say you're only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Everything else you develop. So I am literally petrified of spiders. I hate spiders. Totally irrational fear. Leave me in the dark. I don't care. Stick me on top of a building, whatever. But spiders, can't do it. Even to the smallest spiders, I still kind of freak out. I'm getting over it a little bit, but it's still there. And it's just like trying to get over this big six foot dude. I don't even know how tall I am. But if I see a spider that's like an inch, I'm basically going to run out of that room and never return or launch a shoe at it. Like, I feel bad because I'm not even the kind of guy who can trap it because I don't want to get that close. I literally, like, scare it out the room or something like that. Yeah, it really is weird, like, the power of the brain and kind of inception of ideas and how we perceive things and how we feel things. It goes to show that some people do have this connection. I'm losing where I was, but basically children. I think that children are more, they're more pure, they're new to the world, they've come from, I don't know what to call it, like the previous life, the purest form, well, non-existence, they're fresh into this world, they haven't been taught our system of beliefs and rules and laws and procedures and policies and all that. They're going to experience these things. Even my little sister, when my uncle passed away, this was, of course, she was a toddler, maybe around three, they were, my family were clearing his property and stuff like that. And it was only a one-bedroom flat or a studio, I can't even remember, it really wasn't big. And my sister just disappears, so my family's kind of panicking, they're like, oh my god, has she got outside? It's a flight of stairs down to get out. They're kind of panicking, looking around, trying to find her, asking neighbours. So they hear giggling in the cupboards and run in and find her, and she was saying she was playing hide and seek with my uncle. At that age, it's something you don't know to lie about, it really is unusual. And at my home, my family's house, my sister has had some weird experiences herself. I mean, it used to be my old bedroom, and I've got endless weird experiences from there, which I'm going to do a personal episode on because, yeah, that place is weird. I'm glad I got out when I did. I mean, I haven't been at home since I was about 18, and Jesus Christ, I'm glad I got out because that place is seriously cursed. I don't even like going there now, man. We're going to get back to the story now because I've been off on some tangent for God knows how long now. So it said, to this day, though, although it's been decades since the last recorded death on the island, that it smells absolutely rancid, just like pure human decay, which that's horrible. I mean, that's enough reason and alone not to visit, right? Also, the fact that the earth and the soil mixture there is 50% ash. I mean, that really kills any real estate marketability. Funnily enough, in 2014, it was actually brought by this Italian businessman who intended to build a luxury hotel and one resort on the island. Well, it's still 2020 and nothing. And the smell of death really must not be that welcoming, right? I kind of looked into this because I saw this fact on one website and I thought, all right, I'll fact check it. And yet this dude actually brought it. I can't remember his name. I didn't write it down. And I'll put it in the show notes if you're really curious, but just type in 2014 Italian dude buying an island, Pavelia Island. God, I'm losing my mind. And yeah, apparently he went to this island and literally spent a night there and was like, no, never again. And he couldn't actually sell the island because, I guess, the smell of death and all that other stuff that comes with it. I mean, yeah, you're really making a loss there. Who knows? I mean, maybe one day he might sell that and make quite a profit. Who knows? The island itself is completely surrounded with water. Of course, it's an island. That's how islands work. That was a really good sentence right there. But you know what I mean? So this island, surrounded by water, funnily enough, facing erosion, which is happening a lot. like human remains are washing up on shores and in the surrounding areas. And yeah, they're kind of all falling into the sea and washing up. And yeah, so these human remains now are literally now spreading. And I mean, surely it's not going to take long until erosion kind of reaches one of these, there's no set figure about the number of these plague pits. As far as I'm aware, there was only three, but... Oh, I say only three, that's pretty horrible. There was three plague pits there. And I mean, who knows what happens when one of them bursts and all that ash and just remains and bones and teeth gets spread into the ocean. Is the activity all going to spread? Is it limited to Pavalia right now because the remains are there? It's really quite grim. Yeah, so that island over there, yeah, that's Pavalia. We basically pretty much ignore it, but it's hard to ignore when the bell tower starts going off. There's a weird little phenomenon that keeps happening. Basically, it's huge, it's loud, it's pretty hard to ignore. So you're talking, you're on the beach, blah, 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 spending your own day, doing your own thing, spending a nice day out, and you start hearing a bell tower off an uninhabited island, which you basically ignore, because the island's full of death. So yeah, it's not a nice thought when that bell tower starts ringing and you're munching on your ice cream and you're like, ooh, suddenly remember all the death and all the history that happened there. It might put you off a little bit. It's literally a countrywide phenomenon. It's hard to explain though. How can you explain the bell? It's not automated. This would have been really old dated. It would have been like cogs and mechanisms, and basically it's all shut down and derelict, but this bell rings every now and then. It's not, as far as they're aware, it's not kind of, I don't want to say plugged in, it's not like kind of synced up or anything like that. It's not a consistent thing, but every now and then that bell does ring, and that's pretty creepy in its own right. Could it be the old demented evil doctor who tortured all the souls there and fell to his death from that very tower? It's a strong possibility, but we'll never know. But it sounds like Pavalia really doesn't want to be forgotten. Maybe in some way, it does need to be remembered. Ignoring and pretending like it doesn't exist really isn't doing it much good. It's quite sad, really. All these people died there, and Italy, and not just Italy, but the world is kind of ignoring what happened there. I know there's some tragic cases all over the world, and which are crazy in comparison to Pavalia, but it is being ignored, and all these people lost their lives there, and it is hard. You might think maybe that the island is actually fighting back, and even just some acknowledgement that it probably wasn't the best idea to send people there to die might just even help out some of these trapped spirits. Maybe they just want some recognition for the suffering that they had endured during their time there on the island of death. Pavalia really doesn't want to be forgotten. It's really a sad thing. It's like the island is fighting back just for recognition, and so people understand what actually happened there, and maybe use it so something that, maybe use it so it doesn't happen again, to try and cause awareness of it. And all these people there, it's, maybe they do need to open it up and just kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say cleanse it, because it doesn't need cleansing. This is just trapped spirits who just want to be acknowledged. I mean, maybe even just open the island up and making sure it's safe, of course, and just acknowledging and holding prayers or whatever you believe in to try and ease these spirits or something along these lines. Yeah, I was just kind of finishing up on my research, and I came across another story which is literally horrifying. So in the following years of the mental hospital being shut down, the island was left to no one on it, except, of course, all those angry souls. A family bought it, actually intending to live there and build and start having a little farm again. Clearly didn't do too much research on it, all that dirty ash and dead body soil. You're not going to grow much there. The island's rotting from the inside out, which, I mean, if you're selling that, you're probably not going to say, yeah, you're not going to grow anything there because of the 1,000 dead bodies in the soil. Maybe put that in the small print when you sell it. It's probably not a good feature you want to advertise there. They spend their first night there, and yeah, what's said is the morning they come back, literally hooning it in their boat, vowing never to return again. Everyone's pale and literally scared to death. They're cut, bruised, just look like pure death. And the father, I don't want to sound stupid here, after they park their boat, like moor their boat, whatever the term is, the father carries out his daughter, whose face is wrapped in the bloodiest bandage you've literally ever seen, according to a family that she was literally skinned in her room by some unseen presence. I guess that's what happens when you ignore the warning of 1,000 dead souls. Maybe I'll take that off my vacation this summer. Thank you. So, you'd want to visit Pafalia Island. I'm not sure it will be anytime soon. The island is literally nicknamed the Island of Death. A place literally made for people to die. And it's got an incredibly sad history. So many innocent lives were lost. And it wasn't just plague victims either. Any kind of illness that doctors of the time didn't quite understand or comprehend, you were sent there to be assessed, or so they'd say. You were sent to die with absolute zero chance of escape. There was no boats left on the island, and supplies were literally brought in and left again straight away. It was truly a lonesome experience. Even if you did want to escape, there was a high chance that you were so ill that it wouldn't be physically possible. Well, the fact that you could be okay by the infamously horrific torturing from these doctors would leave you pretty much in a vegetative state. The ground itself is unusable, and nothing can be done to change that. Nothing will ever grow there again. From a curse, maybe. More likely is the fact that the ground is covered in so much ash that soil is rotten for eternity. Shadow figures aimlessly wander the halls of the asylum, and if that's not scary enough for you, they would have been wearing PPE of the time, which would have consisted of those horrific witch doctor outfits with the long beaks stuffed with herbs and spices to block out the stagnant reek of death. Scratches, cuts, bruises, warnings, people screaming, all emanating from the island. It seems that this island is really supercharged full of activity, and seemingly always will be. Will there ever be closure for the victims of this island, or will it stay haunted forever? We can only hope. Well, that's it. That's the story for Pafalia Island. I hope you enjoyed it. It was really interesting to research. I did quite enjoy looking up. I mean, aside from all the morbid history which went on and all that kind of really sad, horrific stuff that even I don't want to talk about, it definitely seems like a place that the world has just forgotten. Time brush it to the corner and it doesn't exist, but these spirits, they want to be remembered. They want their, I don't want to say vengeance, they just want to be remembered. We're going to wrap things up anyway, because I've been rambling on for too long and I've recorded for about 30 minutes already and realised I didn't actually press record. So that was great, because now I've got a sore throat and we're doing it all over again. Hopefully this sounds a lot better. I've actually got a mic stand now and a pop filter. We're getting all the we're getting all the equipment, all the gear and no idea, but we just need to get a decent chair now because I'm actually sitting on a commode recording this, which really is not the best thing. So basically, if you hear any noises during the show, I'm sitting on a portable toilet, so what do you expect? Nah, before you get any weird thoughts, the commode is basically just a chair. It's covered, okay? It's the only one in the spare room, so I'm using it. Otherwise, I've basically got to sit. The first episode, I had to sit in this weirdest angle on the floor or basically squat the entire time. And I think I recorded for like 2 hours. And I had the mic kind of resting on the desk and I didn't want to move it or anything like that. And there was loads of background noise and shake. And every time I accidentally leant too much or tapped the table, it really picked up the vibration. So hopefully now the sound quality is a lot better. It seems pretty sturdy. It was only a cheap one off Amazon because I don't want to invest too much in this as it's kind of a hobby for now. I mean, if it takes off, great. Maybe we can invest more time and put more episodes out. I'd love to do this as much as possible, but on purely just time and consistency right now, I'm pushing for one a week. That's what we're going to be going for. So hopefully we can do that. It's, what is it? It's Sunday now. So we've got a week in advance. So yeah, we can easily keep up with weekly. I'm just trying to think of new topics. I mean, I've got a list, but I just want to make top quality content for you guys. So you get the best kind of experience out of it. And hopefully can share this on with people you know. And any view, any like, any share, or I'm new to podcasting. I don't know how it works, but it is all really appreciated. I'm not doing this for the views or anything like that, but it is nice to know people are listening to this and hopefully enjoying this and passing it on, and even just retaining some of the information. It is really interesting. The paranormal, it is a passion of mine. I love it. I'm constantly looking up everything from haunted experiences, haunted houses, paranormal experiences, poltergeist activity, UFO possessions, abductions. It is literally my bread and butter, so I hope I don't want to say hear from you soon. Well, can I say hear from you soon? I hope you hear me soon. That just sounds weird. I hope you listen to this episode. Is that any better? We're going to round it all off now. If you want to get in contact, you've got our socials on Instagram and Twitter. We are That Haunted Show. And if you want to get in contact via email, email thathauntedshow@gmail.com. If you've got any personal experiences or something like that, or just anything you'd like to share with the show, it'd be great to hear from you. I really want to do an episode on personal experiences and stuff like that. I want to go through my own, but I want to go through your own personal experiences and reader experiences and stuff like that. Obviously, I need to get an audience first, so that will be something that's coming in the future, but ideally, it would be great. It'd be great to hear from you all. And hopefully, just share our experiences and put it out there. It'll be interesting because everyone's got a scary story to tell. And there's some really weird, twisted stuff that happens to people. I mean, I've got friends who have had experiences and stuff like that. And like I was saying, at my family's old house, well, current house, I'm just not living there anymore. There was really some weird experiences and pictures and phenomena, which, yeah, it's unexplained. Like many things, it's all unexplained, and we can just go from there. That's going to wrap it up for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you hang around for the next episode. We'll be on episode 3. So this was episode 2. This is Pavalia Island. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay spooky. Good night.